January 8th, 2011, the shootings by Jared Loughner at a Tucson Safeway destroyed a number of lives and transformed countless others. The incident has left former Representative Gabrielle Giffords still working on therapy to overcome the brain injury she suffered. On Friday night at 8, the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts will host Giffords and her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, in an event called Endeavor to Succeed. Mark Kelly joins me now. Mark, how is your wife doing?
Gabby is doing great. You know, she continues to work really hard on her recovery. She does, you know, speech therapy and occupational and physical therapy. You know, and she takes it very seriously, and she's continuing to improve, and it's coming up on 3 years since she was injured.
The past 2.5 years, people thought of you before that, successful astronaut. Obviously, you had a lot of courage to try that, but I imagine the last 2.5 years have been a test like you never imagined you'd have.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it turned out that, you know, one of the greatest challenges of my life was not flying in combat or flying into space 4 times, but it was dealing with the aftermath of what happened to Gabby on January 8th of 2011 when she was injured and 6 of her constituents were murdered. And so I learned a lot from that experience. And I also applied a lot of the lessons I learned along the way, you know, as a pilot in the United States Navy and while working at NASA too. You know, so it's been quite the learning experience. You know, it was a tragic day, I think, in our, you know, country's history. We seem to have, you know, occasionally have some of these days.
I did want to ask you about your efforts and Representative Giffords' efforts when it comes to changing certain aspects of gun legislation. It doesn't seem like much progress has been made on that, despite your efforts. What's your reaction to that? Have you been surprised?
Well, not only despite our efforts, but, you know, despite what happened nearly a year ago when we had 20 first graders murdered in their classrooms. I mean, it's obvious. I think it's obvious to everybody that we have, you know, we have a problem in this country. We've got a much higher rate of death from gun violence than any other industrialized country, on the order of 15 times higher. And, you know, and when you have, you know, 20 first graders die in such a horrific way, you think there would be some sort of national reaction from our leaders in Washington, D.C., and that hasn't happened yet. And we've been working really hard to try to get them to take some positive steps, like passing a bill that would expand background checks to the gun shows and the internet. But we've, you know, we've come short so far. We got kind of close. It's obvious to me that, you know, this is going to take some time. But, you know, I think as a country, we'll get there.
Since you've been in the thick of the battle with this, even if, as you said, maybe something will happen in the future, why hasn't it happened now, even as it seems like there's progress?
Well, it's political, right? I don't think it's policy. I think it's politics. You know, there's, you know, there are certain organizations that have a lot of influence in Washington, D.C. It has to do with how members of Congress think about their next election. And they didn't build that influence overnight, so it's not going to go away overnight. And, you know, our role, I think, is to provide just an effective counterbalance to allow members of Congress to vote their conscience on this issue. You know, I've talked to some that, you know, their vote doesn't exactly reflect how they feel about it. Unfortunate.
Do you think this will be an important issue in the 2014 congressional races? Are you going to try to make it one?
Well, I think it will be. You know, it hasn't gone away. And, you know, when you see mass shootings at a greater frequency, and you still see a very high death rate from gun violence, unless we take some steps to change, whether it's the procedure for how you get a background check before buying a gun, or who gets entered into the national instant criminal background check system, you don't make changes there and make it harder for criminals and the dangerously mentally ill to get a gun, you wouldn't expect those numbers to go down. And as we've seen since Newtown, you know, we've had other mass shootings in Santa Monica and then at the Washington Navy Yard. So if we don't make some changes, it's not going to get, you know, it's not going to go, the problem's just not going to go away. So I think it will be a issue in the 2014 election.
How much do you want mental health to be part of that package? I mean, does,
it's a
do
big
they all
part of it. It's a huge part of it. You would have thought Congress would have acted, especially on something that, you know, that most people agree on, that, you know, probably not the daily gun violence in this country, which are really the big numbers, but the ones that get the national attention, like Newtown or what happened in Tucson or Aurora, there is always some mental health aspect of those. You know, typically the person is dangerously mentally ill. Often people knew about it. You know, if you get these folks treatment, I think on a lot of these cases they would have never done, you know, what they did. So, you know, we continue to work with Congress to, you know, try to affect some change there in you know, with mental health. We used to have a pretty good mental health system in this country. You know, I had a former governor of Texas just tell me the other day, told Gabby and I, he said, and he was kind of being sarcastic, but he said, you know what the mental health system now is in the state of Texas? He said it's the county jail, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can really do better than that.
Going back briefly to January 8th, 2011, did you ever say, why us? And if so, how did you get past it?
No, I don't do that. You know, Gabby doesn't do that. She looks forward. You know, sometimes bad things happen to good people, and, you know, you can't go back in time, and you just got to do the best to move forward. And, you know, Gabby continues to work really hard to try to, you know, improve the lives of others, you know, whether it's regard to gun violence or, you know, traumatic brain injury, like, you know, this event on Friday is, you know, we're going to be there for the Brain Injury Alliance of Arizona,
right,
which does a lot of great work in not only connecting families to professionals, you know, to help with people that have traumatic brain injury, but also, you know, trying to prevent people from getting traumatic brain injuries and all this other stuff associated with it. It's amazing how many people in this country in their lifetime will suffer a traumatic brain injury. It's millions.
In interviewing people about Alzheimer's disease and progress in that, for example, or even Valley Fever, interviewed a scientist about that last week, the talk is sometimes great progress is made when someone who's in the public eye has something like this happen. Do you think the awful thing that happened in Tucson is actually going to help make huge progress in brain injuries?
Yeah, well, we hope so. I mean, you know, we hope that, you know, this didn't happen to Gabby and Christina Taylor Greene and Judge John Roll and, you know, so many others. You know, I'm talking about the folks that were killed on that day. You know, that this doesn't happen and just nothing positive comes out of it. Something positive needs to. And whether that's educating people and helping them, you know, get treatment for a family member who has traumatic brain injury, or preventing at least some of deaths, you know, from gun violence. I mean, it's you know, the tragedy in itself is awful. But I think what's really tragic is if you don't try to turn it into something positive, and that's what Gabby's trying to do.
My last question for you is the inevitable question, which I have to ask you, of course.
How do you go to the bathroom in space? Is that what you're going to ask me?
No, I was actually, that's much more important. No, I was going to... Are you going to run for office at some point?
You know, Gabby was a politician in our family. I'm not somebody that ever thought I would run for office. You know, I watch, you know, how difficult it is for members of Congress to get things done in Washington. So I don't have a great desire to be, you know, up there as, as part of that. I mean, in a way, I guess I am a little bit on the outside. But I would never say never. I mean, under the right circumstances, if I felt that maybe I was the person that could, you know, contribute in a little bit different way and could be helpful, I would certainly consider it. But it's not something on my to-do list.
Captain Kelly, thanks for the time.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve.
Captain Mark Kelly and former Representative Gabrielle Giffords will be at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts Friday night at 8:00. In a presentation called Endeavor to Succeed.